there's no mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song and I'll be there by your side.
Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and this week the podcast hits a milestone with 100 episodes, and that number is pretty wild. 100 times I have shown up here, sometimes with Jill or other friends I have met through this little corner of the Tveit internet, and we've talked about Aaron. And there's been so much growth over the last 100 episodes, not just technically as I learned more about editing and putting together episodes, but also in Aaron's career and how he continues to grow and expand his range and his repertoire of works. And this whole idea for a podcast, it all started after seeing Moulin Rouge for the first time in April of 2022, just 1 week before Aaron, Ricky, Tam, and Natalie would take their final bow on May 8th. I came home from that and I went from casually knowing of Aaron to taking a full-on dive down the rabbit hole that is his incredible career. And I haven't looked back. I was learning so much about him and his different bodies of work, and I wanted to find another outlet to share about him and the impact that his work had on myself and on others. And the idea for a podcast was born. And since then, Aaron has returned to Moulin Rouge twice. He has taken on the role of Sweeney Todd. He has performed in multiple concerts across the country, including a residency at the iconic Café Carlyle, just to name a few. And here we are now, just a few days away from the end of Aaron's 6.0 run with Moulin Rouge as Christian. Each run has brought its own significant moments and highlights, not to mention hair eras. With Aaron and JoJo's final show being on Sunday, I thought it might be fun to take a look back at some memorable moments from this run, and I apologize in advance if there's specific moments that you're thinking of that I don't mention, but these are just some brief highlights just for the sake of the podcast. But before getting into that, I've been reflecting a lot about the first experience had with Aaron and his performances. And there's something about seeing him perform live in something for the first time that is just irreplaceable. I can vividly remember moments from my first time seeing him in Moulin Rouge, from the moment he stepped onto the stage for the sign raise, to him nodding and waving to us as he left the theater to go meet his bohemians. Natalie coming down on the swing for the first time, and her costume while doing so. And then at the start of Act Two, when he was delivering his monologue, like about 2 months had passed, and remember that madness, and someone in the audience sneezed. And Aaron broke for a hot second. He said, "Bless you." And the audience started to giggle, and he went and motioned with his hands to the audience, like, "It's okay to laugh." And then he snapped back into character. Backstage Romance, for the first time, specifically the backflip and Aaron getting tossed across the stage. When we went back a second time for the show, a couple days later, I told my husband to pay attention to Aaron for the backflip because he missed it the first night. In Chandelier, I remember the laughter from the audience when Ziedler started singing and they were making the connection to what song he was singing for that moment. And of course, Roxanne. I remember holding my breath. The Opt Up video, it had just dropped and I was just waiting to see if he would opt up that night. He didn't, but seriously, I don't think I let out my breath until the set for the Duke's Apartment came down around him. And I remember the clapping that happened during the start of his crazy rolling. You know, the kind that Aaron has said is offbeat, but he's able to push through. He said that a couple times on interviews. It's just wild to me that the first show, it was 2 years ago. And there's so much of it that I still remember so clearly. And I definitely think I'm not alone in having those vivid memories. And here we are 2 years later, and Aaron has consistently shared in interviews that he loves being a part of projects that he can move in and out of. And it has been such a joy to have him be able to do that with Moulin Rouge. This 6.0 announcement, it came as a surprise to some, and to others, it had been sort of a wait and see, as there had been rumors floating around about Aaron and JoJo making a return for a few weeks prior to when the official announcement came out. And what cemented this return for me was Aaron's rescheduling of his Groton, Massachusetts concert that was in July. It was supposed to be in July. The venue noted scheduling conflicts as the reason, and with those rumors floating around, like, what else could it have been? I knew the announcement was coming, and yet still cried when it was posted. Am I crazy for that? Like, anybody else have reactions like that? I don't know. When Aaron announced his 5.0 run in December of 2022, I was shocked and surprised and excited. And this time it was like excitement mixed with relief that he would be returning to the role and the show that has come to mean so much and has become a place that has sparked so much joy and been a source of so many memories. Leading up to the announcement, I debated about whether or not I should get tickets to Aaron's first show back if the rumor was true, or to the 5th anniversary show, since they both took place in the same week, and trips for both of them just weren't possible with schedules and stuff. And ultimately, I opted for his first show back, and that, for me, was the best decision. Prior to Aaron's first night back on July 23rd, it had been over a year since I had seen Moulin Rouge on Broadway. I spent most of last summer with the touring cast between Philly and DC, but I did enter the lottery once for Broadway in July because I wanted to see Ricky before he left. And little did we know, he would be back at the Rouge with Aaron. We didn't get a behind-the-scenes photo shoot with Aaron and JoJo this time around, but we did get to see rehearsal footage, and JoJo, being the queen that she is, she shared some rehearsal footage on her Instagram story, and we got to see them hug and them rehearsing different songs. The energy in the Hirschfeld on July 23rd was indescribable. Like, Aaron has described the energy in the building and in the theater to being like a pot that's about to boil, and that's just so accurate. When he appeared on stage, the theater just erupted in applause. And then when JoJo made her entrance on the swing, she embodied the sparkling diamond, and she has continued to blow me away each and every time I've had the chance to see her perform. There was a moment at the end of Diamonds when Christian is in the box and Satine finishes her number, and the audience and like Christian and the Bohemians, they start to applaud. But this applause and reaction on that first night was different than the usual Christian reaction. It was more of Aaron cheering for JoJo, that she just completed her big number back as Satine. I mean, we know this by now. He really is the ultimate hype man. And of course, one of the most anticipated moments of the show for that first night was Roxanne. Everyone in the audience was hoping for that opt-up, and Aaron, I mean, he surely delivered. Like, I know it has been said that at the Moulin Rouge, it's never goodbye. But each time Aaron has left, we have always hoped he would return. But of course, it's never a guarantee, and there's just something about hearing his Roxanne live again on stage at the Hirschfeld that just snaps us back into that reality that, yup, he's back. And as far as opt-ups go, Aaron has used them much more sparingly throughout this run. However, he has added in another ending for Roxanne where he draws out the final I love you. And personally, I haven't gotten to hear this ending at the shows that I've gone to during this run, but he first debuted it at his first matinee back on July 24th. It's still crazy how the timing of Aaron's return aligned with the 5th anniversary of Moulin Rouge being on Broadway. Having two OGs, Aaron and Ricky, back in the show just added to the significance of the day. However, the show did not go off completely without a hitch. It was supposed to be a 7 p.m. showtime, which then got pushed to 7:30 and then to 8 p.m. And by the time that the audience members started to make their way into the theater, it was about 7:40, so the cast, they implemented a shorter version of the pre-show before Christian made his entrance to lift the sign. However, it wasn't until after Firework that it became clear what the issue was. The set for Satine's Elephant Dressing Room, it wasn't moving, so it was not able to move downstage into its position for the show, and this meant that JoJo would have to walk far upstage to get to her dressing room after Firework, and then the dressing room scenes, such as Your Song and The Pitch Song and Elephant Love Medley, they were all really far back, which created more distance between the audience and the show. And the only video clips I've seen from this night were from the mezzanine view, which I'm sure felt much further away, and I'm curious as to what the view was like from orchestra. Like, in my head, I imagine it was like the Sweeney Todd stage, where the closer you sat, the less you were able to see at times. And I'm just glad that they were able to reblock the scenes again, and they were able to have the 5th anniversary show go on. There's something so special about having Aaron give the speeches for important moments on the stage, whether it's Happy Trail speeches, Red Bucket speeches, or anniversary speeches. He has a way of making them so personal and making connections to the audience. Like, seriously, is there anything he can't do?
This is a tremendous feat and accomplishment to anyone that's ever been a part of this show. And the show means a tremendous amount to me, as you can imagine, because I keep finding myself back on stage. Incredible company. We have 8 original cast members that are still in the show. Myself, Ricky, who was supposed to be here next to me doing the speech, but he had to leave because he hurt his foot. That's okay, he'll be fine. Jay Magis, who's out on a medical leave right now. And we also have some people on stage. We have Kate LeMay. Joined the company over the past 5 years, and everyone has brought the heart and spirit to what we always set out for this show to be. There are also 25 people backstage that have been here since the original show opened and before. These are band members, these are stage managers, these are crew members backstage. There's so many people that make a show like this happen. And also, you make the show happen. So we wanted to say thank you to you, to Ben, to the show. Many of you have seen the show many times, and it really means the world to us when we come back to see it. It's the lifeblood of the theater is the audience. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. And thanks for rolling with everything. You saw something that's never been seen on the stage before. So it's very exciting. Thank you so much and have a great night.
Personally, one of my favorite shows of the 6.0 run was the sing-along show on August 3rd. Not for the sing-along aspect. I still have mixed feelings on that whole concept, but because it was an opportunity to bring my 7-year-old to the show and see Aaron live. He has been listening to his Roxanne for years and has become so familiar with the show and Aaron's voice, and it was really special to be able to walk into the theater with him and watch him take it all in. And I shared this when I did a recap episode of this show, but one of the moments that will always stick out to me is my son waving to Aaron when he first saw him come on stage for the sign raise. Like, it was such a genuine reaction of excitement, and I loved it so much. And the other was his reaction after Roxanne, the way his eyes got really big as he looked at me and just said, "Wow." For him, if you asked him what his favorite moment was, I'm sure he would tell you that it was collecting all of the confetti after the show. I ended up mailing in one of the sing-along playbills to Aaron, and I asked if he could address it to Jacob when he signed it. He of course did, and when it came back and I showed it to Jacob, he was beside himself trying to figure out how Aaron knew his name, and now that playbill is sitting on his desk right next to his jar of rouge confetti. Another fun fact that has happened during this run, and now with Haley Kaleem Wright taking the stage as Satine's understudy, Aaron can now say that he has performed with every Broadway principal and understudy Satine, with the exception of one, Courtney Reed. They just missed each other. And Tasia, she recently took her final bow with the Rouge, and she can now say that she got to take her first and her last bow as Satine, hand in hand with the OG Christian, and I just think that's amazing. How Aaron has been and continues to be such a staple to the culture and the community of Moulin Rouge is just unbelievable. And what's even more remarkable is it's not really surprising, given all we know about Aaron, but it's that so many of his scene partners, they have talked about how safe and supported they feel by Aaron on stage. They have said that he is such a generous scene partner. And most recently, JoJo spoke about this with Aaron on episode 3 of her Sparkling Diamond Diaries for Broadway.com.
And I will say that getting to feel his calmness on stage, like particularly, there are moments where I get the sense that you're checking in with me or even like transferring your calmness to me.
Yeah.
And I so appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like, definitely in Come What May, mm-hmm. and definitely as we say a line when you're taking me up on the Eiffel Tower, uh-huh. and it's a grounding moment,
yeah.
and I'm like, yeah, I can chill as we spin around.
I'm sure you have watched the video clip of this part, but if you haven't, go and do so, because Aaron's face lights up when he realizes that JoJo recognizes these moments on stage, and it's so special. Now, okay, we can't talk about this run and not talk about the return of Aaron and Ricky's bromance. Though it was short-lived, since Ricky only had a few weeks left on his contract and when Aaron started, and then he missed shows due to injury and vacation. Despite all of that, the moments that we did have of them together were everything we could have asked for and more. From the return of the chaos in Ricky lives to their chemistry and silliness on stage together, it was worth the wait to get to have them back together. And you know that they enjoyed every moment just as much, if not more, than we did. It was so much fun to watch Aaron and Ricky interact during bows and give each other little looks or points or whisper things to each other before that final can-can. Every night was something different to watch for, and that just made it all so much more fun. It's just surreal that this Christian run, it's coming to an end yet again. The last 12 weeks have created so many new memories, so many new connections with others, and have sparked so much joy. I have loved getting messages from other people saying that they were finally able to see Aaron perform live for the first time, or that they got to have their first experience with Moulin Rouge on Broadway. And like I had said at the start of this episode, nothing beats the first Rouge experience, except maybe a first Rouge plus Aaron experience. That's next level. I'm sure this weekend is going to be filled with so much energy, so many emotions, especially with Aaron's final day being a two-show Sunday, where he gets the opportunity to perform with both of his sparkling diamonds, JoJo and Haley. I cannot wait to be in the theater again and experience that rush of energy and excitement from the audience. Aaron and this show, they have changed my life for the better, and for that, I am so, so grateful. Thank you so much for listening to today's 100th episode. If you have been here since episode 1, thank you so much. And if you are new to listening, thank you for being here, and I hope that you stick around. It has been so much fun to highlight Aaron and his projects and different experiences with him over the last 2 years, and I cannot wait to see what's in store for the future. If you're not already doing so, please follow along on Instagram at @tevating_patiently. And on TikTok at @tevatingpatiently for more fun Aaron content, and hope to have you back here for episode 101. I will love you until